What's good, everybody? So, Netflix has got a new Frankenstein movie that's coming out. They announced the cast and the director. Also, Kevin Spacey, can he make a comeback in Hollywood? We're going to talk about all this on the Cafe Entree podcast. Let's get into it. What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Cafe Entree podcast. I'm your host, Cafe Entree, where we discuss everything that's happening in the film and the food industry. But before we get started, I want to tell y'all this. Make sure you follow me on your favorite podcast platforms. Also, like and subscribe to me on YouTube and on my social media platforms. Now, let's get into it. Netflix has got a new Frankenstein movie that they got coming out. Now, we all know that people have tried to do Frankenstein for some years, and they've tried to, you know, make it work. Some of them was okay. Some of them was not successful. The last adaptation they did of Mary Shelley Frankenstein was a movie called The Angry Black Girl. It was a black cast. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't that bad. So if you guys haven't seen that, I recommend you check that out. It's on Shudder. Good, very good. In my attention, it was a really good adaptation of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein mixed with modern. So Netflix has got their version of Frankenstein coming out. But the good thing about it is that they got some pieces that they added up in here that I think will make it work. Now, they did reveal the cast and the writer and director for the project. Now, it's going to be written and directed by Guillermo, am I saying that correctly? Guillermo del Toro. Now, if you guys don't know who that is, he is a very talented writer and director in Hollywood. He did a lot of great projects like Pinocchio. He did Pacific Rim. He did Blade 2, just name a few. So now this is the gentleman who is going to be giving us his version of Frankenstein. Now, if you guys see any of his movies, you know what we're going to get. And me personally, I love his movies. I just like his take on things, how he brings it out with horror and how it just connects the cinematography. Everything is great about him. So when I found out that he was going to be doing his adaptation of Frankenstein, I was excited. And I couldn't wait to see it. But then also, too, they added another bonus because the cast that he's got up in here. Now, the cast that he's got is definitely an eye opener, which is Andrew Garfield, Oscar Isaac, and Mia Goff. So just those three has definitely raised eyebrows. Now, they haven't gone into much details about the roles and who's going to be playing what. And I can understand that because they just got out the writer strike and everything. So they can't really say too much about the project, you know. But this right here has definitely got my attention. And I can't wait to see this. And it says something about Netflix because Netflix, for a while, their original films or their film department just hadn't been able to get it together. Now, their original series and their documentaries are good. But when it comes to making movies, they haven't just hit the mark with it. And I've been seeing now that they've been making some changes in their department to try to say, hey, you know what? Let's try to work on our films department. Let's try to make some better projects. Let's try to bring in some better writers and directors to bring some better projects here to help put us back in that position where we was. Now, Del Toro, from what I've also read, that he does have a deal with Netflix, so which is a good thing. But overall, I'm definitely can't wait to see his version of Frankenstein. And especially with the cast that he's got up in here, definitely going to be something that people are going to be talking about. They want to see. Now, the project isn't scheduled to come out until 2025. You know. But and I'm pretty sure I would say not this year, but I'm pretty sure sometime maybe next year after they get everything settled from the strike, that we're going to get more details about the project and maybe possibly some sort of sneak preview. So we just have to see about that. But you guys let me know how you feel about this. Del Toro's new Frankenstein project going to be on Netflix. The cast, is this something that you want to see? Is it something that you don't want to see? Let me know so we can have this conversation. Moving on to the next topic. Kevin Spacey. Now, Kevin Spacey, that's a name that we haven't heard in Hollywood in a long time. You know, and there's a reason why we haven't heard that. Is because he had some very disturbing allegations made against him that caused for him to lose projects and for studios to kind of turn their back on him because of these allegations. And I understand that. And a lot of people understand that. And he has been fighting these allegations in court to clear his name. And so far, he has been successful. Because we have the first case that he fought in Massachusetts a while back, a couple of years back, where those charges was dropped against him. And then recently he went overseas to fight a case over there and he was found not guilty. So let me just say congratulations to him so far on winning those cases. But it's not so much as about him winning the cases and clearing his name. The question is, can Kevin Spacey come back? Can he come back to Hollywood and do what he's been doing for years, is entertain us with great film and television projects? That's the question. Now, some people are going to feel some type of way about this, meaning some people feel like, okay, he shouldn't be able to come back because of the allegations. And some people feel that, hey, the man has cleared his name. He's fought these cases in court, not the court of public opinions, but the actual court of law. And he's been successful. So it should be no reason why he should be able to come back. Now, my take on this, in my opinion, is this. The man should be allowed to come back because he's cleared his name. He's fought these charges in the court of law, and the court of law found him not guilty and not liable. Or for any of these charges. He's cleared his name so far. So my thing is that he should be allowed to come back. Because why? It's not fair and doesn't make sense to hold these things over the man's head. You know, it's the same thing that we saw happen with Johnny Depp. When Amber Heard said all these things about Johnny Depp, for years he was trying to fight it to prove his name, and he became successful at it. And you had some people like, oh, I don't think Johnny Depp should be allowed to come back in Hollywood. Blah, blah. But a lot of us, including myself, was like, hey, he should be allowed to come back because he fought the case and he won it. So it's the same thing here. And don't get me wrong. I don't want people to think you just saying that because he's an actor. He's Kevin Spacey. No, I'm not saying that because he's Kevin Spacey. I'm saying that because the man has fought the cases and he has proven his innocence. That's what I'm saying. So whether it's a Hollywood actor or whether it's somebody that we don't know. When a person clears their name of charges, it shouldn't be, it's not fair to hold these things against them or to keep looking at them that way. And I'm pretty sure some studios may be hesitant to work with him because they're in fear of the backlash. Like, oh, we put Kevin Spacey in a project, then we're going to have a lot of backlash. We're going to have a lot of bad PR. We may have people protesting the project. That may happen. May or may not happen. But then also, too, you have people like myself who are fans of Kevin Spacey who would like to see him come back, and whatever project that he's going to do, people are going to support it. People are going to go watch it. And let's not count out the fact that the man has a resume that's very, very impressive. So overall, he should be allowed to come back. Now, some people may feel some type of way about this, but this is just my opinion. So, how do you guys feel about this? Do you feel that Kevin Spacey should be allowed to come back since he's cleared his name of these charges? Or do you think that Hollywood's just turned their back on him completely and don't have anything to deal with him, to do with him at all? So, let's have this conversation. Let me know how you feel about this. Stay tuned.